G'day friends in internet land, I'm Pastor Matt Tierley, and on Sunday we had a problem with the recording. A certain pastor forgot to turn his microphone on, and so you're getting it recorded directly for you, which is handy because on Sunday I talked about pictures a lot, and instead I'll talk a bit more personally to you. So this is Psalm 23, part 3. We're looking at verse 4 of Psalm 23, where it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me." So let's just be still for a moment and pray. Lord Jesus, we welcome your Holy Spirit. Wherever we are, however we are, whenever we are, we welcome you, Holy Spirit of Jesus, to open our hearts and minds to what you have to say to us today. Amen. So, if you could draw one picture to explain Jesus, what would it be? If you could draw just a simple picture or a symbol to explain Jesus, what would it be? What would you draw? You see, I love crosses. I've made hundreds, perhaps thousands of homemade crosses, which I give out everywhere to people all over Australia. And so if you asked me to draw one picture, just one symbol to explain Jesus, for me, it'd be the cross. But just for a moment, let's ban the cross. Just for a moment, let's leave out the cross and say, no, you can't draw that. If you could just draw a simple picture of Jesus, of who he is, or a symbol to explain, his character, what would you draw? Just spend a moment with that, or you could even pause and draw that thing now. Now, here's a fascinating thing. See, a lot of us are obsessed with crosses. This is how modern Christians do it. When we want to symbolize Jesus, we do a cross. But that's not what they did in the ancient church. That is not how the first Christians did it. If they were going to draw a picture to explain Jesus, do you know what they would most likely draw? A shepherd. This is the truth. The most common early Christian symbol for Jesus was a shepherd. You can go to Rome, to the catacombs. These are ancient tunnels dug under the streets of the city. They were used as graves, but the Christians used to meet there like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the sewers. Christians meeting because their religion was illegal, and they would go down into the tunnels under Rome, the catacombs, and meet there, and there they drew the first ever Christian art, symbols of Jesus. And the most common thing that they drew, by far, was a shepherd. Some archaeologists claim that the early Christians never painted the crucifixion or the resurrection of Jesus in the catacombs. Who knows? That may or may not be the case. But what is absolutely certain is the thing that they painted over and over again was a shepherd. When they wanted to tell people who Jesus is, they drew a shepherd. You see, at first it was illegal to paint Christian things, so they were like ancient graffiti artists gathering in secret and painting their faith. And the thing they painted over and over is the Good Shepherd. I mean, you might like to Google this. You could look at the Catacomb of Priscilla in Rome and see the Good Shepherd from around 300 AD. Or you could look at the catacombs of Domitilla and you could see the most amazing art painted 2,000 years, well, actually 1,800 years ago, give or take, the better part of 2,000. You could go and you can see this. You can see the most ancient art painted by Christians. Wars have come and gone, empires have risen and fallen, but the Good Shepherd is still painted all over the underground tunnels in Rome. And then after a while, Christianity became legal, and so Christian art became legal, and they started to get a bit more professional. And so you can go to places like the Vatican Museum, and you can see sculptures of the Good Shepherd from the 300s. Or you can go to Ravenna in Italy, and you can see the most amazing images of the Good Shepherd. And gradually, the image of the Good Shepherd, which started very plain and simple, gradually it got more complex and more grand, and halos and all sorts of other things started to appear. But if you ask the first Christians to draw Jesus, to symbolize Jesus in some way, they would have drawn a shepherd. Because for them, the most important things that you can know about who Jesus is are covered by the idea that Jesus is our shepherd. But what's the most important thing about that? They wanted to tell you that Jesus is our shepherd, but what's the most important thing in the idea of a shepherd? What's the central thing? What did they want to say by telling you he's a shepherd? Well, you can find that in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you look at Psalm 23, right in the very center, you'll discover the most important thing about the shepherd. Many experts say this psalm has a chiastic structure, chiasm. You can look that up. It means it's like an X and it's, it's parallel and it gradually goes into a very point in the center, which is the point of the whole thing. And in the original Hebrew, Psalm 23, it's got exactly 55 words. There are 26 words at the start, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There are 26 words in the end part, I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And there are three words in Hebrew in the exact center. And these three words, due to the structure of the psalm, they stand out like a neon sign. This is the point of the Lord being our shepherd. This is the very center of the psalm. And these words in the very center of the psalm are highlighted in a number of ways. Another way is that the psalm changes from talking about the shepherd, you know, he leads me, he guides me. It changes to a personal prayer, you and me. It turns into second person and becomes a prayer directly to God. And do you know what these words at the center of Psalm 23 are? In English, they're more than three because we have a long-winded language and they leave a lot of words out that we think are necessary to add. You know what the very center of the shepherd psalm is? For you are with me. You can say that with me. For you are with me. This is what matters most about the shepherd. That the shepherd is with me. The shepherd is not above the sheep. The shepherd is not forgetting the sheep or ignoring them. The shepherd is with them. And this is the most important thing that the first Christians wanted to tell us when they painted Jesus as a shepherd. They were saying, not above us, not beyond us, not far away, with us. The shepherd is with me. When our son Ben was born, it was hard. Ben came early and he was literally born dying. He had many medical problems. And it was touch and go as to whether he would live. And they put him in a humidity crib and they couldn't find what was wrong. And we watched and waited as baby Ben battled for his life. And I wasn't doing well. I was suffering too. And then my friend, Brett, rang up from Mackay and he said, I'm coming up to be with you. And before I could say no, he got in the car and he drove 400 kilometres to Townsville, 4 hours each way on dangerous roads. And Brett got to the hospital that day, later on, and he just sat with me. He read to me from Isaiah 53. I remember every word. But he didn't bring clever words. He told me he didn't know what to say. So he just read a verse from the Bible and he just sat with me. He was with me. I can't tell you what could have been more comforting. Because what matters more than what you say, what matters more than your words is your presence, that you are with me. That's the whole point. For you are with me. Last week, I jumped in a car and I drove 6 hours, 3 hours each way, to just sit with a friend. And I'm not sure I did the best job in some ways. The words I said weren't perfect, that's for sure. But I just went to be with him. And that's what matters. I bet if you think about your most comforting memories, they're times when someone was with you, when someone came to show their love, not necessarily what they said, but their presence. Because what matters most when I'm in trouble is that you are with me. And that's the center of Psalm 23. That's why ancient Christians drew the shepherd. Not God above me, not God beyond me, not God greater than me, but God with me. Down here in the muck. I'd like to read to you the whole Bible right now. And when I get to the words with you, you might like to say them out loud with me. I'm just going to give you some highlights. I won't actually read every word in the Bible. But let's just notice that the whole Bible, the message of the Christian faith and the message of Jesus, if you don't know what to believe, well, it all boils down to and it all starts with God is with me. So when I get to the words with you, just say them out. Ready? Genesis 26, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you." Genesis 28, God says, "I am with you and will keep you wherever you go." Genesis 28, Jacob said to Joseph, "See, I am about to die, but God will be with you." Exodus 3, God says, "I am with you." Joshua 3, God says, "Just as I was with Moses, I am with you." Psalm 139, "Lord, you have searched me and known me. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell at the far parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me. I awake and I am still with you." Isaiah 41, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you." Isaiah 43, "When you go through the waters," God says, "I am with you." Jeremiah 46, are you getting sick of it yet? Hear this, the message of the Bible. God says, "Fear not, my servant, for I am with you." Haggai chapter 1, the Lord says, "I am with you." Acts chapter 18, God says, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you." And then the words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Whatever you believe, whatever you know, Jesus means God is with you. I love going hiking all alone in the bush, carrying my food and tent and all that I need all alone. And some years back, I went hiking out to Carnarvon Gorge in Western Queensland. Hiking, it's dry, it's sandstone ridge country and it's cattle country. And when you're out there on your own, you are literally surrounded by wild pigs and wild dogs and dingoes alone. It was fantastic. And out there, all alone, I started wondering, what do I really believe? If I knew nothing, if I started from zero, what would I believe? So I decided out there on my own to literally start from nothing, to just work out what I thought from the basics and to see if I started with nothing, what I might end up actually believing. So as I walked alone, far from anyone, I asked, what do I really believe? What can I really know? And suddenly it hit me, a voice, strong and clear, a familiar voice, and a feeling of being surrounded. And the voice said, "You are not alone." I stopped walking. No one was there. But there was an overwhelming sense that I was not alone and not lonely because God was with me. So when I asked, what do I really know? The answer was, you are not alone. From there, it started to fall into place. Things started to click together one by one. I am not alone. I know this for sure. I am not alone. I am loved. And I know these things because of Jesus. Jesus is God with me. Jesus means I'm not alone. Jesus means God surrounds me. Jesus is God with us. And for the rest of the walk, I was just surrounded by Jesus. And Jesus, I felt, walked with me. And I could say, you are with me. And that was enough. And so in Psalm 23, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. So you might struggle with faith, so I do too. You might struggle with some of the harder teachings. You might struggle to believe some things. But the heart of Psalm 23 is the heart of our faith, that you are not alone. God is with you. Even where? In the valley of the shadow of death. Even in uncertain times, even in cancer, even in loss, even in mental illness, even in death or dementia or unemployment, even in the dark, even when no human being can understand, even when no one appears to be with you, even when you can't see it, just like a friend coming to sit with me, God is with you. And Psalm 23 says, even in the valley of the shadow of death, God doesn't take you away from the valley of shadow of death. He doesn't say, you'll never walk through a valley. He says, I'll be with you in that. That's what matters, that God is with you. And that makes life doable. And the proof of this is Jesus. That's why early Christians drew him as a shepherd. Because the most important thing about the shepherd is that the shepherd is with the sheep. Jesus, who came down for us, at our level, with us, always with you, even to the end of the age. Amen.